Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
The other day, I tried doing sexual talking again, and I said to my boyfriend, what if we pretend that I'm a virgin? And he was like, my imagination's not that good, friend. Do you know, before going out with him, I thought I was a really sexy person just because I'd had sex. Thought I was a real slag. That's a very Catholic view. I was like, I'm dead sexy because I've had sex. I'm not, I'm really vanilla. I'm incredibly boring. And I found this out because I got told off for kink shaming. It was on a podcast hosted by Gen Zers. The term kink shaming is such a Gen Z concept, I can't engage with it on any serious level. So the moment they went, actually, Fern, don't kink shame, I was like, how about you stop crapping in each other's mouths then, you little perverse? That was when I was like, get a Telegraph subscription. But I'm honestly like, this is what I mean about getting older. I'm like, is this where young people's sense of victimhood comes from? That you can't do a poo-poo pee-pee play without me laughing at it. In my day, we were out protesting against the war. People at my school were, I think, I don't know. Don't even know what war I'm referring to there. And look, I'm sorry if, because we are in a progressive town, if anyone, I'm worried someone's going to be sitting at the back with a little above the ear beanie and they're going to have a little. Don't kink shame. And I'm sorry if you're into the old coprophilia, but look, if you grow up Catholic in Scotland, it's really one step removed from being Amish. You don't have anything like it here. You've got Jacob Rees-Mogg, that's your one Catholic. It's not the same.
Check out Fern Brady and tons of your other favorite comedians at Netflix is a Joke Festival running from May 2nd through the 12th in Los Angeles.